Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Well, there you have it. I'm still here sitting in the DJ seat, but it is now Something About the Women. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This show is music by women, all genres. There are four of us who sit in this DJ chair. Sue, Jane, Liz, and myself. And we kind of do a round robin. And sometimes we have some guest hosts. So last week, Ryan Doyen sat in for us. Thank you so much, Ryan. I really loved hearing what you played. And I tend to, do some of my grading or developing teaching tools and stuff like that while I'm listening to music. And it certainly doesn't affect the students' grades, but it might make my comments a little bit more empathetic. So good music goes a long way. Thank you, Ryan, for sitting in for us. That was his fifth time. And just like Saturday Night Live, I think we probably should give out jackets, but we haven't gotten that far yet. So, yeah, it is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and my Thanksgiving I got to spend with some friends. So thank you to Carrie and Greg and family and friends for including me. And it was really three doors down. We were laughing and drinking and having a party. And the rest of my time off here, I've been here spinning some tunes and have a house full of dogs, which makes me so incredibly happy. I have a foster dog, Hunter, who was with me off and on since June, and he was adopted by the most lovely people, Fiona and Brian, and he has an older sister, Paisley, and they adore him, but they were traveling for Thanksgiving, so I got to spend a week with him. And then Gabby, who is also known as Maggie, who's also known as Erica. Sometimes they have more than one name, who's being adopted by a good friend of mine, Kevin, and his wife, Deb. And they are also traveling. So I got to spend another extra week with Gabby, and I've had friends, dogs staying with me, and it's been so much fun. So I think the PSA says the best thing to happen to a human is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet, but I would turn that around and say a shelter pet is the best thing to happen to a person. So, but music is also a good thing to happen to a person. So I'm going to continue on my version of Something About the Women. I'm going to play some Shannon McNally. I hope that you like the music that I've selected as much as I've enjoyed putting this set together. Carry on.
Sing a river flow. I've been thinking about it in my thoughts alone. And I hear that voice. It's like soup to the hungry. Won't be the teacher, gonna be the kid. says I'm tense to come on too strong. And everybody's shaking it for the camera. Yeah, you're beautiful, but isn't there anything else to say? lessons. Learn not to make too many. Guard against the things I might not keep. Hold my keys at the ready. And I don't wanna go. I'm running from age. I'll get on the train. I'll turn a new page. It'll be a new story. Cause I'm the queen of those who can't decide.
Well, here we are. Something About the Women, and that was my first set. I started out with Shannon McNally, Miracle Mile, from her album Geronimo. Then The Concretes, Diana Ross. I am not even really sure how I came across that song, but I did, and it's kind of stuck with me. Deborah Crooks, Offsides, from Other Halves EP. Then Amy Fairchild, and she can be seen playing around here quite frequently. I don't know if she has anything coming up. Maybe I'll look that up while I'm playing my next set. That was her song When He Was Mine from Nobody's Satellite. And then Mint Green, Pool Party from Headspace. And Mint Green has been getting a lot of publicity recently and I think got some music awards. So I feel like I'm coming across, excuse me, their name quite frequently. And I have not heard them live yet, but I am hoping to sometime soon. So speaking about groups that I would like to hear or musicians that I would like to hear live, here is some Waxahachie.
Finally hear me say, with hearts of gold. With hearts of gold. But there is only forward, no other way. Tomorrow's your hope at the end of the day. And gold turns gray. And gold turns gray. What if the hard work ends in despair? What if the road won't take me there?
Well, I know that I am enjoying my time here and the station playing some music. That set. Oh, so I'm going to go back and let you know that of the musicians I played earlier, no one is touring here in the near future. Waxahachie is touring Australia and then coming our direction by the West Coast, so it could be a little while before we see her. Amy Fairchild is going to play in East Hampton, but I don't believe that the subway goes out that far, and Shannon McNally does not have anything coming up. So, unfortunately for us, they are not playing anytime in the near future. So, in that set, I played Waxahachie. I started out with her, and it was her song Fade from Out in the Storm. After that was First Aid Kit. First Aid Kit is a group that I really am quite smitten with. They are a Swedish folk duo. I don't know if I would necessarily call them folk or indie. They are sisters, Clara and Joanna Soderberg, and they perform when they're touring, they perform with a band. I did get a chance to see them at the Royale, and they really were, really did a wonderful performance. Oh no, you know what? I think it was actually House of Blues. It was House of Blues. And then after that was Beach House 1037 from Depression Cherry. I love Beach House. I feel like a day without Beach House is a day without sunshine. So I have a lot more music to play, and I hope that you are enjoying my selection as much as I am. I'm having fun. Hope you are.
The regular game. I need to know the rules if you want me to play.
I can't relax. Oh, when I get around you, I can't hide the fact. I let you take advantage, cause it felt so good. I blame myself for thinking we both understood.
Feeling I can't shake it, holding in my hand. come on, fill it up again. Fill it up again. Fill it up
probably turn on the microphone if I'm going to talk into it. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. This is Something About the Women. I'm Kirsten. I'm sitting in as DJ today. There are four of us, Sue, Jane, Liz, and myself. And hello to Jane out there. Thanks for texting me, letting me know that you're listening in. Jane does a really neat aspect of the show that at noon she does a six pack. So I enjoy listening to her version of Something About the Women and always look forward to her six pack. And then occasionally we have somebody else sitting in for us. Last week we had Ryan Doyen, who normally does Music Savage show on Fridays from 7 a.m. to 9. So it was really fun to hear what his version of Something About the Women is. And we'll look forward to hearing some more from Liz during the break between semesters. She's hard at work at grad school, so she has a class on Saturdays, and I've been teaching a class on Saturdays, so Sue and Jane have really been doing a lot of heavy lifting here, and we so appreciate that. Plus, it's really nice being able to hear what they do with this program. So, what did I just do? Well, I played Sarah Watkins' Invisible from her album Young in All the Wrong Ways, and then I'm With Her, See You Around, because I'm With Her consists of Sarah Watkins, Sarah Jarosz, and Afe O'Donovan. I don't know why I don't play as much Sarah Jarosz as I do of Afe O'Donovan and Sarah Watkins.